So, here are some of the fundamental ideas that underlie GPS surveying. Most often, a fixed point with previously established coordinates is occupied by one receiver, a base. And this provides the data to compute the differences between its known position and the unknown positions measured at the second or roving receiver. Static GPS requires post-processing and is used to establish control. DGPS, the corrections can either be applied post-processing or in real time. And while correlated systematic errors can be virtually eliminated with differential correction, the biases such as multipath and receiver noise aren't affected by that. These errors have much been reduced in modern GPS receivers, but not completely gone. Biases such as high PDOP can only be resolved with good receiver design and care when the surveying is done. The real-time kinematic is a method of choice for much GPS work, but the technique is being supported more and more by real-time networks and continuously operating reference stations. Then there's this precise point positioning. Offers centimeter, decimeter solutions that doesn't rely on differential correction, but rather on precise ephemerides and clock data. And all of these techniques are going to be improved even further by the Global Navigation Satellite System, or GNSS. And we'll talk more about that in subsequent lessons. Thank you for taking the time with me.